This is a special episode of the Cross Conference Cast, continuing with our series on the University of Portland Pilots Santa Clara Broncos rivalry. We bring you an interview with Pilots midfielder Keelan Winters. Keelan is a senior at the University of Portland. In 2008, Keelan captained the U.S. Under-20 women's national team that won a World Cup title in Chile. This team also included Pilots Michelle Enyart and Ellie Reed. Keelan took some time to speak with us about the Pilots' season so far, the UPSCO rivalry in her career, and even let us pester her about the U-20s. I did remember to record both sides of the conversation this time, so it's going to sound a little different, but hopefully you can tell how delighted Ruth and I were to speak to Keelan Winters. We'll get started with the interview so we don't take too much of your time.
Okay.
So how are you feeling about Portland's season so far? I know as a fan, I'm seeing some, we're coming from behind more than one occasion, and that's interesting to me, and it feels good, but at the same time, I'm concerned. But how are you feeling about the season?
I think our season's going pretty well. Obviously, we've had those four games where we have had to come from behind, which is definitely, I think, a new experience for us and for Portland. Just because, you know, in the past, still today, defense is such a thing that's hit home every day to us that defense first, and then all of a sudden when we're getting scored on and we're coming from behind, it's a little bit of a different game for us. But, I mean, just in this past week, we've had three or four defensive days of practice where we've just been doing 1v1s, 2v2s, et cetera, on the defensive side of things. So we're working on things like that just to help prevent going down a goal. We obviously never want to do that, but the fact that we have come back four times to win the game gives us a lot of confidence, I think, because, you know, at this point, we know that, you know, a goal is not going to set us back from where we want to be going. I mean, we went down twice in one game against Penn State and came back to win the game 4-2. So I think it says a lot about our mentality, knowing, just having the confidence in each other and, you know, believing that we can win no matter if we go down a goal or not. So.
Right on. And it's always nice to get those kind of feelings out before the postseason.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into the rivalry questions. Now, you're from Colorado, which is a good ways away from the West Coast. It's God's country, you know, real America. And so were you aware of the rivalry before you decided to go to Portland?
I was, actually, because my sister went to Santa Clara, but she didn't play soccer, she didn't play sports or anything, but I remember when I was, you know, on my recruiting visits, my junior year of high school, my sister was telling me when I went to go visit Portland that, oh, she was like, oh man, Santa Clara and Portland have this huge rivalry, and she was telling me all about it, so I was aware of it beforehand, just through my sister, but, I mean, not to the full extent that I know now. So, coming from Colorado, yes, I knew of the rivalry, but definitely not to the extent that I know now.
Yeah, do you, we spoke with Corey Alexander, former goalkeeper, and she has quite a few, like, older friends from, like, club days. Do you have any club friends playing on Santa Clara?
I actually don't. It's probably the one team in our conference that I don't have any friends on, unfortunately.
That's good. That's healthy.
Yeah.
So, jumping on the question of your sister going to Santa Clara, did that ever weigh like the scales at all? Like you were like, oh, well, my sister goes here.
No. No, not really. Just because I never went to visit Santa Clara, and so maybe if I had gone and visited, then maybe it would have. But after I visited Portland, I pretty much knew that's where I wanted to go, so I didn't think I really had to go anywhere else. So
that's the right answer. Thank you. So, does the rivalry ever factor Or do you ever think about it before you start conference play? Do you keep tabs on how Santa Clara is doing throughout the season?
Yeah, of course. I guess just because, normally in the West Coast Conference, we always know that, well, not always, but in the past we've known that it's always been between, to win the conference title, it's always normally been between Portland and Santa Clara. So definitely, I don't remember when this happened. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago, but I think Notre Dame beat Santa Clara like 7-0 at the beginning of the season. We're like, oh my goodness, like Notre Dame must be so good. But nowadays, we're always looking into who Santa Clara is beating, just because we want to know what we're going to be coming up against. So yeah, definitely, we always keep tabs on the other teams, especially Santa Clara, especially leading up to playing them.
All right. So what have been your personal experiences of the games? I believe looking back that, your past 3 years, you've won all three games. Mm-hmm. Starting as a freshman, what was that matchup like? And then as you got more experience, how did it change?
My freshman year, I remember, pretty well. Just because I think it was one of the first big games that I did play the whole 90 minutes in, and I was a little flustered as a freshman. But I guess that was the game when I learned from all the seniors and the upperclassmen on really how huge this rivalry was, because just the whole mentality the week before the game was just a little different. I don't want to say more intense, but there is definitely just this feeling of a rivalry, I guess, is what it was leading up to the game that, is definitely something that the underclassmen and me being a freshman looking up to the upperclassmen, knowing that something was just a little different leading up to that game. That freshman and sophomore year, my freshman and sophomore year, I think Santa Clara had a series of huge injuries, which was really unfortunate because, you would never want that for another team or for another player, especially the ones that you have a lot of respect for, which is Santa Clara. And so we always want them to be healthy, and we always want us to be healthy going into these games, just because it makes it that much more fun when everybody's healthy and, everything's out there on the line, and everybody can put forth their best team and, their best effort. So.
Yeah, 2007 in particular, it seems like you almost didn't have, 22 people to play out on the field. Like, it was just pull in some, for both teams. I think that was the year both Rapinos went down and a number of other players got injured.
Yeah.
Do any particular moments stand out to you from your games against Santa Clara?
I think actually last year a little bit stands out, because last year we were at Santa Clara, and it was the first time we had beaten them at Santa Clara in, I think, like 10 years or something like that. Normally, when we play at their place for the past like 10 or 15 years, the visiting team has lost. But last year I think stands out because of that. And then I just remember one moment in the game when Kiki Bosio got the ball and she was dribbling down the field and potentially she was basically wide open and sprinting at her back line, and I came from behind and I had to foul her just because I knew she was gonna be sprinting through our back line. And I've played with Kiki before, and just after I fouled her, I asked her if she was all right, and she was pretty angry, but then she looked at me and smiled and was like, yeah, you're all right. But I think that's definitely one of the moments that does stand out to me.
Now, do you prepare any differently for the Santa Clara game? Like, I know obviously your coaches are going to say no, prepare the same as if every game were against Santa Clara, but are the emotions different? Do you do anything just a little bit different, or?
As far as our preparation leading up to the game, no, nothing's different. We try and stay consistent for every game, every team, just because, we know that we can never underestimate or overestimate an opponent. We give every team the same amount of respect. But as far as the emotions are definitely different. I'd say, I mean, there's a difference between going into a huge conference rivalry and playing a team from the East Coast that you've never played before. So yeah, the emotions are definitely different, but as far as our preparation for the game, no, nothing's normally different. So.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts about this year's game? You're on the, you could start a 4-year win streak, no pressure or anything, you know. but it's also going to be on TV. So it's a, it'll actually be your second TV match about, of that weekend. So mm-hmm. do you have any thoughts about how it might go this year?
I mean, this year, it's at Santa Clara. So not being able to play on Merlot definitely adds a little something to the game, I think. But as far as the TV game goes or anything like that, you know, that's not normally something you think about once you're on the field. So I don't know. I think we're just really excited. We're all looking forward to the game.
Well, that's great. Is it okay if we just take like 1 or 2 minutes to talk about the 2008 U20 team?
Yeah, of course.
How was your experience of being a captain for that U20 team? They had a lot of shakeups, and it seemed like coming from 2006, there was that I've been told it was a quote unquote dream team, and then. And then 2008, there were some shakeups, and then I was pleased as punch that you were named captain. But what were your feelings about that?
You know, it's always such an honor to be able to play for your country. You know, and especially going to the Under 20 World Cup, where you are on a world stage. So first and foremost, it's always an honor to play for your country. But then to be named captain. You know, added a bit more responsibility to that. So it was a really awesome experience. I think our team was really special that year. You know, especially because the World Cup was being played from November into December. So all of us on the team had to basically forego the NCAA playoffs. So knowing that, that we all basically had to sacrifice something big that meant a lot to us. To come and play on this team, I think helped us in the end, actually. And while I would never wish that upon another player to have to choose between that, because it was one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. But I must say that I think in the end, I think it helped us, just because it you know, we all came together at one point and said, hey, if we're all going to commit to this, you know, then we better win this. So it was really awesome experience.
It's interesting you point that out, that having that having to sacrifice your college season maybe added a little bit of weight to what you were doing in Chile. Do you think what do you think was maybe missing from this? Did you pay any attention to the 2010 U20 team, and what do you think was maybe missing from that equation?
Yeah, I did pay attention. This past year to the Under 20 World Cup. Actually, one of my teammates, Kendall Johnson, was playing on the team mm-hmm. at the time. As far as what was missing, I can't say, just because, you know, I wasn't there and I wasn't part of the team. I mean, that'd be maybe a question to ask Kendall. I'm not sure.
We could get Kendall on here. Ruth, did you have anything?
I guess maybe about the difference between the team, between the CONCACAF qualifier and the actual World Cup. Because, I mean, obviously the result was vastly different, and there were some key player changes in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about the difference, like how the team changed?
Yeah. When we went to Mexico to play in the CONCACAF qualifying, obviously our goal was to go ahead and win CONCACAF to ensure our seeding at the World Cup, which turned out it didn't actually have an effect on it, because although Canada did beat us, they still had us seeded as basically the top team in our region of the world, which was a bit surprising. just because Canada had beaten us. As far as Canada winning the game 1-0, you know, we were obviously really upset about it because, you know, we thought we were the better team. But, you know, sometimes that happens, especially in soccer. As far as the changes that happened after CONCACAF, you know, it came down to, you know, some players wanted to play in their for their college team. And then some just personnel, I guess, changes that happened. You know, it just came down to, I guess, finding the right players for the right position for the right team. And I don't want to liken it to the movie Miracle, but in the movie Miracle, that you know, the coach wasn't finding the best players, the most talented players, but he was finding the players that were right for the team and for that position. And so I guess it was a little similar. In the case that, you know, I think our coaches weren't trying to find you know, the hands down the most talented players in the United States. I think our coaches are trying to find, you know, the right personnel for the right position, and trying to build you know, a real team, like a team that, you know, was more of a family than anything else. And I think that's probably what it came down to for us.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just one quick question. Now, this is your senior year, right? I'm not like,
yeah.
I'm not mistaken. It's Monday. I could be totally off. So are you planning on going into the WPS once you've graduated?
I'm still deciding. I definitely want to play after college. I'm thinking about entering the WPS draft in January, but I'm also weighing my options as far as playing overseas. I figure that, you know, if I can get paid playing soccer and travel at the same time while I'm, you know, 22 years old, I might as well. It's still a decision that has to be made. You know, definitely it's on my mind, but I'm trying my best to, you know, focus on our collegiate season right now, and then once the collegiate season ends, I'll try and figure things out from there. But I haven't made my decision yet.
Okay, that's good. That's smart. Smart.
Yeah.
No rash decisions. I'm just saying that the U.S. Women's National Team could sure use you.
You know, I'm trying to get there. I'm working on it.
FYI, no, that's less for you and more for them. But thank you so much for talking with us. It's been a real pleasure. Congratulations on yesterday's win over Gonzaga.
Thank you.
And good luck and best wishes for the rest of the season. Please give my best wishes to the rest of the Pilots. And good luck through your school.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, it was really nice talking to you, and you have a wonderful day, Keelan.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ruth, what was your experience of listening to Keelan?
No, I enjoyed it a lot. It went surprisingly well. And I think it helped that, you know, we had that experience, that really great experience with Corey, and we had that really scattered experience with Tiff. So what was your experience talking to Keelan Winters?
I was super nervous. She was really professional. All of Portland has been like super professional, which makes me feel like a total poser. So I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to do. Like, what's going on? But she was really friendly, very personal, very willing. Like, I don't know how much she knew about us or whatnot, but thank you, Keelan. that's definitely definitely a big highlight of our work so far. And thank you to the University of Portland Athletic Department for setting that up for us.
and for letting her chat with us a little bit about the under 20s, because that was a really special team.
We hope you enjoyed this interview with Keelan Winters. Stay tuned for even more in the coming weeks. For more on our Pilots Bronco series, please visit crossconference.com or send us an email with your thoughts. Our address is crossconference@gmail.com.